From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iraqi forces say they are making their final push to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants in the city of Ramadi, which fell to the militants 7 months ago. Recapturing the complex would tip the balance in Ramadi, which is the capital of Anbar province. The commander of the Iraqi anti-terrorism contingent says Iraqi troops are making rapid headway in Ramadi against the group, which took control. Lieutenant General Abdul Al-Abadi said within the next few days, Iraqi troops will have control of the city. An Iraqi spokesman said the soldiers have used airstrikes to detonate explosives on the ground and help them retake the area. A UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed following Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. As many as 4,000 Islamic State fighters and their families based in southern Damascus were set to evacuate early yesterday. But the Britain-based Syrian monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said the deal stalled hours after rebel leader Zanran Alush was killed Friday in an airstrike near Damascus. Monitors say Alush was prepared to guarantee the extremists safe passage from Damascus as part of a UN plan aimed at ending 5 years of civil war that has devastated Syria. Some reports say military forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad killed him in an airstrike. Others say it was Russian airstrikes. Thousands of supporters of Burundi's president Saturday protested the African Union's plan to deploy some 5,000 peacekeepers to quell escalating unrest. This is VOA News. Burundi has been rocked by turmoil since April when it was announced President Pierre Nkurunziza would run for a third term. He was reelected in July, but violence has since escalated. Yesterday's demonstration in Bujumbura, the capital, was led by Vice President Gaston Sindimwo, who insisted that Burundi's army is capable of halting the violence and protecting all Burundians. Authorities in the Central African Republic have once again postponed national elections for president and parliament. They were supposed to be held today, but have now been pushed back to December 30th. Logistical difficulties were cited for the delay. Roland Marshall, an Africa analyst at Sciences Po in Paris, says elections organized in haste will only deepen the country's problems.
Said diplomats, you are convinced that the day after the election will be significantly different from the day before the election.
International organizations have been pushing for the CAR to hold the elections before the end of 2015. Western diplomats in Bangui consider the elections necessary to stabilize the country after 3 years of chaos. Pakistan's military leader, General Rahil Sharif, arrived in Kabul today for crucial talks with Afghan political and military leaders. The visit comes after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's trip to Islamabad earlier this year for a regional conference for the so-called Heart of Asia process, ending months of deadlock in bilateral ties over allegations that Pakistan's military has not cut secret ties to the Afghan Taliban. Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians aged 17 and 23 after they stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank. And earlier today, a Palestinian stabbed a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. On Saturday, Palestinian protesters gathered in Jerusalem's Old City to demand that Israel hand over the bodies of Palestinians killed in attacks or during clashes with Israeli troops. Sanaa Alian was among the protesters.
Give us our sons and daughters. The martyrs need to rest in peace. Their souls are surrounding Jerusalem, and they are screaming. They want to rest. The mothers, be merciful for the mothers.
A wave of violence since the start of October has killed nearly 130 Palestinians and 20 Israelis. Attacks by Muslim rebels on Christian villages in the southern Philippines have killed at least 14 people. A regional military spokeswoman said the fighting occurred in three different provinces on Mindanao Island. An estimated 200 rebels were involved in at least 8 attacks during 2 days. And in Chicago, police there have fatally shot and killed a 19-year-old male student and a 5-year-old mother of 5 on Saturday. Both victims were African-American. I'm Marty Jones.
That's the latest world news from VOA.